The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shenema Dina Bat Sara. En Narifanala, En Narifanala, En Narifanala, Rufat Nefesh, Rufat Guf, Rufuata, Romar Abu Lechin Yirason, Renomar Amen. Daf Vav. Reza is being studied. Le'anu Neshmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihenu Began Eden. Amen. Reza is being studied. Nirfu'ah Shenema Dina Bat Sara. إن رفعنا فت النفس وفت الجوف وتأكل بعد أبوه لخير يرسون ونمر آمين. We begin today's daf on Hei Amud Bet, and we are at Gufa. It's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines at the bottom. Gemara begins Gufa. We learned above. Amar Shemuel, Shnaim Shedanu, two judges that made a judgment, they sat in Din, Dinehem Din, counts, the judgment counts. Ela, Shenekra Bet Din Chatzuf, but we call them Bet Din Chutzpah, because they went against what the rabbis wanted. The Torah says three, what are you doing with two? It counts, but it's called Bet Din Chatzuf. Yativ, Rav Nachman, Ka'amah, Lehash, Ma'ata. So Nachman sat, and he said, over this halakha, that a bed din of two, you shouldn't do it, but if you did it, it counts, and it's called bed din chatzuf. Eti ve'rava al-Rav Nachman. So Rava is a question of Rav Nachman. Afilu shnayim mezakin, o shnayim mechayibin, ve'echad omer eni yodaya. Let's say you have a case. You had three judges that sat, two said guilty, and one said, I don't know. One abstained. Or two said innocent, and one guy abstained. So what do you do in that case? Yosifu adayanim, add another judge, add more judges to the panel. Okay, what I ask? Ve'ita, if you're telling me that two can judge, levu kishnayim shedanu, let it be like two judges. So you have two left. So then we just say if two people judge, dinahem din. What do you got to add judges for? So Gemara says zehiluk, shariatam. There they sat down initially with three. So the people accepted upon themselves three. So now when you have two giving a verdict and one abstains, you got to get back to three. So you got to add somebody to the panel. But in the case of two, they sat down originally with two. So when you sit down initially with two, it's okay. To sit down with three and then end up with two, you got to add more to get to three. But if initially you sat down with two judges from the onset, so then it counts, there's no problem. There's a difference between the cases. So comes Gemara and says, we have a question. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, Hadin Bishlosha. When you're going for judgment, three judges. Upeshara Bishnayim. But sometimes you can go for a Peshara, compromise. You tell the judges, we don't want the deen. We'll make a settlement. So settlement, you can get away with two. V'yafeh koach b'shara mekoach ha-din. In one way, the power of b'shara, of compromise, is even better than din. Sheshnayim shedanu ba'alei dinim yichudim na'azor b'hem. If two sat down and made a judgment, the litigants could come along and say, we don't accept, they could change their mind. However, sheshnayim sh'asu b'shara, but two that made a compromise, and ba'alei dinim yicholim na'azor ba'em. You see clearly that this argues on what we just said. Shmuel said what? Shnayim that sat down and judged, dinahem din. Here it's saying, no, two guys judged, they can change, the litigants can say, we don't want you. What do you mean? If it's dinahem din, there's no backing out after. So you have a question, so you have to atana. Shmuel cannot go against Rabban Shimon Gamliel. So comes the Gemara and says, "V'chitem ha-peligi Rabbanan ale de Rashbag." Maybe there's another opinion over there. Who knows? Maybe the rabbis argue on Rashbag. This is Rashbag's opinion. Maybe there's a rabbi's opinion out there somewhere that argues and says, "Once two judge, their judgment is binding." V'amar Rabbi Abu Shnayim Shedanu le Devre Hakol en Dinehem Din. Okay, now we have Rav Abhu. Rav Abhu is Amora. Rav Abhu comes along and says, everybody holds that two guys that judged, nothing, doesn't count. So Shmuel, how are you going against Rabbi Abhu? So Gibra says, who's Rabbi Abhu? Gavra Karamit. Shmuel is Amora, Rabbi Abhu is Amora. Shmuel is allowed to argue on Rabbi Abhu. Shmuel will hold that the rabbis do argue on the Rashbag. The Rashbag holds, two people judged, they could cancel it. And the rabbis argue and say, no, two judges, it counts. But Rabbi Abhu says everybody agrees. I'm Shmuel, I argue on Rabbi Abhu. I say everybody doesn't agree. And if I go like the opinion of the rabbis, that says what? That says two people that judge, the judgment is binding. Finish. You can't ask me a question from Rabbi Abhu on Shmuel. Gavra Karamit. He asked me a question from one Amora to another Amora. Oh, so comes Gemara and says, Gufa, we learned. Amar Rabbi Abhu. Shnaim Shedanu Dinem Amunot. We just learned the statement. Rabbi Abu's statement. Two judges that judge dinim amunot, according to everybody, doesn't count. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abu. It's a question against them. Dan et adin. You judge the case. Vizika et hayav. He made a mistake. The judge made a mistake. Zika et hayav. He made the guilty guy innocent. V'chayev et hazakai, and he made the innocent guy guilty. He messed up. Temeh et hatahor. He made the tahor tameh. Tiher et hatameh. When we're supposed to be tameh, he said tahor. Ma she'asa asui. Listen, you said it, you did it, it counts. U'mishalem mebeto. And now the judge has to pay from his own pocket. Now, we're assuming over here, this is talking about a yahid. As she says, Danet Tadin, third line, Yechidi Mashma. Oh, this is talking about one judge. Umeshalim mebeto, meperkin del kaman. Mukila shenasa venatam beyad, medektari mashasa asui, alma dine dina. Dino dina lehedar. Exactly. Which is according to Rabbi Abhu, you're telling me two judges, Vikoshiken, one judge, Vikoshiken, one judge. Doesn't count what they do. Endin, emdin. Nothing. Over here you see not like that. Over here you see if the judge made a mistake, the judge stands, the judgment stands, and he has to compensate. Why don't you just say, no, there was one judge do over. But it doesn't count. Eli, you see what? That the judgment does count. And that's why the judge has to pay from his pocket based on the ruling that he made. Ah, that goes against the Biabu. The Keblu Ayalayu. That case is talking about where they accepted him. Which is if the two litigants accept the one rabbi to be the final arbitrator, the final judge, okay, kablu alayu, then it counts. Yamuras ihachi amay mishanim mimbeto. If they accepted him, so what has he got to pay from his pocket? They accepted whatever he's going to say. The amru leh, because they told them, dayan tlan din Torah. And listen, we accept if you give us a ruling according to the Torah law, not your own mistake, not your own thinking. So therefore, yeah, we accept you that you won. We don't care if you don't have three now. But give us Din Torah. He didn't give them Din Torah. He made a mistake. I made a mistake. So therefore, he has to pay from his pocket. Din Torah. Vechevan de ta'ah. Lav Din Torah dan. He didn't give a judgment of Torah. Amar le Rab Safra le Rabbi Abba. So Rab Safra says, de ta'ah b'may. So I'd like to know the case. What kind of mistake did he make, this judge? What was his mistake? If he made a mistake in a Befirush Mishnah, I mean, he forgot a Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ayav. He forgot the Mishnah, he said, Patur. Ve'amar Rav Sheshat. Amar Rav Asi. Asi. Ta'a b'davar Mishnah Chozer. If he makes such a blatant mistake, the judge, where he forgets a Mishnah and he messes up on a Mishnah, do over. The thing doesn't count. So it can't be the case, because the case of it's talking about it counts, he just has to compensate. So what was his mistake? Can't be he made a mistake in the Befirush Mishnah. Ela what? Ela de ta'ah b'shikul ha'da'at. Shikul ha'da'at, he made a mistake in shikul ha'da'at in weighing the opinions. What do you mean weighing the opinions? It says, echidame b'shikul ha'da'at. What do you mean shikul ha'da'at? What do you mean he made a mistake in weighing the opinions? Amar ha'papa, kegon tre tana'e, v'tre amura'e de padigi adadi. They have a split mahluka. Two Tanaim argue, and two Amoraim argue on the same case. So you have a fair mahluka. Vela itmar il cheta lo kemor velo kemor. And the Gemara doesn't tell you who the halakha is like. The sugyan de alma, but the feeling of the sugya aliba de had minayu. You can get a feeling from the sugya that the halakha is leaning towards one of the rabbis. The azal iu ve'avad ki idach, and he went in a posek like the other rabbi. Hainu shikula daat. That's what he considered a mistake of shikula daat, which means you can't say it was beferush. It's not beferush. It doesn't say the Gemara who's the halakha like. Lokemor ve'lokem doesn't say who the halakha is. But what he made a judgment. But it was a bad judgment. He picked the wrong rabbi. So what's going to happen now? The litigant says, what are you talking about? You made a mistake. I'm not paying. Why should I have to pay? I go like the other rabbi. And since really the litigant is right, because the sugya is mashma, that the halakha is like the other rabbi, so in that case, so since it's not blatant, you can't blow up the deen counts. You can't say he made a total mistake where he botched up totally. No, the deen counts, but he has to pay from his pocket.
The other litigant might say, oh, this is...
No, the litigant is right by saying the sugya is mashma like this rabbi. You're right. You shouldn't be. The judge made a mistake. He shouldn't have been posik like the other rabbi. But you can't nullify the whole judgment to say he made a blatant error because the Gemara doesn't say who the halakha is like. Look at Rashi. Rashi says the sugya de alma hiluk dina kehad minayu. The sugya is mashma like one of them. Vazaliu v'avad kiida. Anyone who was posik like the other one, hilkach. Dine lo hadar. You can't retract the judgment. V'cheman de lo etman el cheta lo kemor ve lo kemor. Hay ba'al din de nakat lo ba'el ishlumes. You want me to pay? I'm not paying. I go like that, rabbi. Damale, pasakta li l'dinai. Umi u'i u'ba'e shilume kemen esugan da'ama ki'idach. Right. Which means, I don't have to pay. The other rabbi is much like that. But he has to compensate over there because really he should have been more careful in his weighing of the two sides. Comes Gemara and says, Lema ketana'e. Comes out, by the way, we have a machlok between the Amoraim over here, between Shmuel and Abu. Shmuel says, two rabbis that sat down to judge, dinehim din. But it's called the Betin Hatsuf. According to Abu, two rabbis that sat down and judged, because Shekin won, out. Doesn't count. It's machlok and Amoraim. So the Gemara says, Lema ketana'e. Should we say that the machlok between Shmuel and Abi Abu is indeed a machlok amongst the Tanaim? The Gemara says, "Bitzua b'shlosha." The Vrei Rabbi Meir. What is bitzua? Bitzua is peshara. It's a compromise. Sometimes you go into the court. You tell me, we're not looking for judgment here. Make a peshara. Make a settlement. Make a compromise. Why do you call that a bitzua? Bitzua comes from the lashon bitziata pat, when you break bread. So when you break the bread, you break it into smaller pieces. So that's like over here, you're breaking the judgment. You're breaking it down, not in the law, let's say, but you're taking a piece, which means taking a piece from this guy and giving it to that guy, taking a piece from this guy and giving it to that guy. That's what a compromise is. You're not giving the guy who's innocent all the money. Elawah, you take a little piece of the money he's supposed to get and give it to him, and but he's going to give it to him. You're breaking it down. You're breaking down the judgment.
So if he's right,
doesn't matter. They accepted peshara.
Well, no, they're going against the deen, though. In other words, they don't care.
They don't care. They want to make a settlement. Because I'll tell you why. Because maybe they're not so confident that they're going to win. They don't know if they're guaranteed going to win. If a guy's guaranteed going to win, they don't want to make a settlement. Oh, I'm going after the law. But a guy says, I don't know if my claim is 100% claim. Maybe I'll lose. So you know what? Let's make peshara now. I'm willing to take half. You take half and I'll be happy. Oh, I'll take half. That's good. So it says, bitzua, which is a peshara, is how much? How many judges you need? Bishlosha. Okay, three. The Bnei Meir. Acharim omri, peshara biyachid. No, you want to go for peshara? Miyachid. One judge is enough. Sevarua. The rabbis in the yeshiva, they were trying to understand this machloket. Why does one say three and one say one? The kula alma, makshina, peshara, ledin. Must be both rabbis, Rabbi Meir and Hakamim, they compare Peshara to Din. My love, Bahai Kamepalge. Must be the machloket is like this. The Mor Savar Din Bishlosha, which means Rabbi Meir must hold that Din is with three. And just like Din is with three, Peshara is with three. Umor Savar Din Bishnayim. And Hakamim say Din is Bishnayim. And just like Din is Bishnayim, so Peshara is Bishnayim. It goes like that. And therefore, what you see, we have a machloket between Tanaim now. Can you have a judgment with three or even two? La, no. Dekule alma din b'shlosha. Everybody holds judgment, you need three. Ve'aka ve'aka mepalge, temol sabar makshina peshara ledin, or mol sabar lo makshina peshara ledin. Very easy. One rabbi holds Rabbi Meir. You compare peshara to din, just like din is three, peshara is three. And Hakamim say, no. Peshara is not like Deen. Deen, you need three. Peshara, you can even get away with two. Gemara says, Lema tlata tana'e, b'feshara. Comes out, you have three tana'im over here. Well, we're going to see now, three opinions on Peshara. So far we saw how many? We saw one opinion that says you need three for Peshara. And one opinion that says what? Peshara b'yahid. Hakamim say even one is good. Demor sabar b'shlosha. Umur Sabar Bishnayim, Umur Sabar Biyahid. We had another opinion above when it came to Bitsua that said two. So it comes out you have three opinions. Some say three, some say two, some say one. Look at Rashi. Tlatatanae, Padigi Bipeshara, the Bimir Sabar Bishosha. Rabbi, a bunch of Amigamli, that's the one we learned above. Sabar Bi'e Bishnayim. That'll be the Riz or Biyahid. The Gemara says, Amar Rahabed Rabbika, Betima Rabbi. Yemar bar shelam ya manda amar tre afidu hadname. The one that said two, he holds even one is okay. The high the kamar tre. The reason why he said two ki echi de leve ale sahade. He just said it's better to have two, so at least the two can serve as witnesses to the din to the psharami, which means you need to have you need to have witnesses. So therefore. Two is better. You get away with one. But one, you don't have any idim. So put two. Two is better. So you have at least idim. That's what he was saying. So the Gemara says, Amar of Asher, Shma minna, we can learn a big hadush from here. Peshara ena tzericha kinyan. Now, when you come to the litigants in the court, and you tell them, listen, you're willing to take Peshara? Yes, we're willing. So some opinions say, you have to actually make a kinyan in the beginning, that you're going to accept whatever the Peshara is going to be. You have to make an official kinyan. Maybe pick up a sudar between themselves. We accept. But from this Gemara, we see you don't need to do that. You just sit in the court, sit in the front of the court. Why? The Isar kada tach siricha kinyan. If you say you need a kinyan, leman damar siricha telata, according to the opinion says you need three judges, lamali tiski betre velikne mine. Which means, what do you need three for Peshara? Take two. Two is two witnesses. Let them make a kinyan in front of the two witnesses. We accept whatever you say. And finish. What more do you need in the Peshara? Peshara is not a deen. So you don't need technically a court. You need what? You need their acceptance of the Peshara. And you need witnesses to see it. Why would there be an opinion out there that says, Shilosha? Must be that you don't do a kinyan. Then you need a beti. Because the beti makes it official. But if you say that you need a kinyan, why would you ever need three? Just do two witnesses, make a kinyan in the beginning, and it's binding. So Gemara says, look at Rashi, betre velikni mine. They came on the kanu mine. Once they made a kinyan to accept the peshara, lamma li beddin. What are you betting for? Lo te ela matana be'alma. It's a matana, I'll give you a gift. Umidda'ton, I accept it to give you the gift. Vihimit kayemet. Ela lahaki ba'in etlata. The apot kawah betin the afagav de lo kanumine lo nederu. Ela, you need three to strengthen the item, even though they didn't make a kinyan. So comes the Gemara and says, "Vehil chetav." You know what the halakha is, by the way. Peshara siricha kinyan. Oh, but siricha kinyan, the Gemara leaves us hanging. So then, what do you need three judges for? According to that opinion, it says you need three judges. What do you need kinyan for? The betin is already the. Who makes it official? So look at the Tosafot, small little Tosafot. Tosafot says, first, the one in the wide lines there, Vilcheta, first one in the lines, Vilcheta. Bishara, Sidicha, Kinyan. And the reason why two judges is not enough, משום דאבי כמו קניין בטעות, דלא בקיא בפשרה שפיר. Two could be they're not experts in how to make a peshara. And therefore the kinyan that they made in the beginning is considered kinyan beta'ut. Therefore you need three, that's considered an official beddin, and you need a kinyan on top of it. But two we say that, two if you make a kinyan, two l'chara should be good. Now two, the kinyan you're going to say is going to make a ta'ut. So it's not enough to have a beddin of three. You need them to actually accept upon them because they're really going against the deen. So you need, if you have three, they're going against the law. They're taking a new law. So you need to have three and plus the litigants before. It's mahlokah when they make the kinyan. Some say they make it before they sit. I accept whatever you're going to say. And some say after the judges say, okay, the peshara is 50-50. Accept. Make a kinyan now. You accept? Accept. They have to make the kinyan after. But either way, it's three with a kinyan. And when it comes to the subject of peshara, the Torah prefers peshara. Torah prefers, instead of getting into the nitty gritty of judgment, that the people, because it's really a settlement. It's more peaceful when they're not coming after each other with lawyers and tu'anim. You know, we'll make a peshara. How do we know that? The Baal HaTurim says in the beginning of Mishpatim, which is the laws of judgment, Ve'ele HaMishpatim. So it says, what does Amishpatim stand for? Amishpatim is a shetevot. Adayan mitzuve shi'ase peshara terem ya'ase mishpat. Ve'ele Amishpatim. That the judge is recommended to make a peshara before he makes mishpat. Taro Rabbanan. Kishem shadin b'shlosha. Just like din is b'shlosha. Kach bitzua b'shlosha. Okay, bitzua is peshara, also true. Nigbar adin, I atar ashay libsoa. Right. Once already, the judge was posik. You're innocent, you're guilty. You can't come along and say, okay, now we'll take a peshara. Peshara. We'll take a peshara now. Too late. Begarashi, nigbar adin, sha'amru ish peloni ata zakai, איש פלוני אתה חייב, אסור לפסוע. משבאו לדין אסור לדיינים לפסוע. The only question is, why would the guy that's innocent accept a compromise now?
Yeah, he won.
Okay, let's compromise. Who wants a compromise over here? So look at the Tosafot. נגמר הדין, אי אתה רשאי לפסוע. The other guy says, the other guy will say, no, I don't want. I'm so חדוש, I need to get out of the minute. Then once you made a judgment, and the guy's innocent, and the other guy's screaming, well, let's compromise. Jump in the lake. I'm going to compromise now. I want $1,000. I'm going to have to compromise. Give me 500 of it. What's the douche of that? So look at Tosfot. Tosfot says, Kegon, Shekevat dikdiku bedin hetev. Meaning they already went through the nitty gritty of the law. Uchmo gamru et adin. It's like they finished the court case already. Delo mehsad ela ish ploni ata hayav. All they're missing is the gavel. You know, they have to bang the gavel down. You're innocent, you're guilty. Already they went so far into the judgment to clarify. That's what it is. The judge should not start trying to talk the other guy into making a compromise, a settlement. You know, once already the judge went on to all the cases and went to the halachot, and he's just this close away to saying you're innocent, you're guilty. He shouldn't say at that point, Rabotai, for the sake of Shalom, you know what, that's already, you could have done that in the beginning. But once already you came to the halakha and you just need to finish it, don't try to talk the other guy. We know the guy's not going to be the one that initiates a peshara. But the judge shouldn't be the one to say, you know what, Rabotai, Gadol HaShalom, let's just settle. Shilmale haya yodeh shetbared dino l'schut, lo haya mitratzil l'peshara, b'shum inyan. Right, he doesn't know where the judgment is turning. He doesn't know he's innocent yet. But the judge knows he's innocent. So the judge shouldn't fool the innocent guy into trying to make a settlement, because the guy, if he would have known that he's really innocent, he wouldn't have made a settlement. That's the way he understands the case Tosafot. Okay. So he says, Continue Tosafot. Uperush bekontras. Shekevar amru ish ploni at. So you understand the hadith of Tosafot? They didn't pass. They didn't possek the deen yet. So nobody knows where the judgment is. So therefore, they say, don't fool the guy.
But he does.
The judge knows. So don't fool the guy who's really innocent to try to make a pishara. But Rashid learned differently. Rashid said already, he said, Ploni Zakai, Ploni Hayav. Mm-hmm. Of course you can't make a pishara. What's the Chonsha Rashid? So he says, "Upirush bekuntras shekevar amru ish ploni atad zakev ish bo tehayav velashon hashas muchachken bevaday." But kasher, may bitzua sheachashta achashlem sekadin the gamri ubedoad. Exactly. Already, once the case has been judgment, where me peshara? Yesh lomar shelo yitru oto lomar lo yiriim anu shema ta'in ubedin. Right. They can tell the guy, listen. We said innocent, we said guilty, but we're not sure. Could be we made a mistake. You know, we don't want to have the appeal. Well, exactly. The judges themselves are saying, you know, maybe we should just take a pishara. No. Once already you said hayav and zakai, you have to go with your Hashem helps you in the judgment to make the right rulings. You cannot come along now and try to talk the guys into making a pishara. Okay. Comes the Gemara and says, Rams Gamaran says, okay, now we have a siman over here. Sarmash, Bankash. Siman. B, what is that? Al-Azhar? Okay, B, Al-Azhar. Benosher, B, Yosei Gilili, Omer. Asur Lipsawa. Oh, new opinion. You can't compromise. V'chola Botseya, any judge that goes and makes compromises on the deen, Areze Chote, making a sin. And anybody that blesses the judge, wow, Hasaka Baruch, Ashrecha, great judge, you made a beautiful compromise, you're making a sin also. Oh, not making a sin, he's blasphemy. Mina'itz, you're cursing Hashem. Ba'azene Emar, Botseya Berach, Ni'etz Hashem. That's a pasuk in the Tehillim. Botseya Berach, you bless the Botseya, Ni'etz Hashem. It's like you're cursing Hashem. Ela, what are you supposed to do? Yikov adin et tahar. Let the law pierce the mountain. Which means, go with deen. Boom, go like a truck right into the mountain, into the deen. Yikov adin et tahar. I don't care what it is. Go with the deen. Shne'emar, ki ha-mishpat le'elohim hu. The mishpat belongs to God. V'chein Moshe haya omer, yikov adin et tahar. Avab, Aharon, ohev shalom ve'rodev shalom. Aaron was different. Aaron was a peacemaker. Umesim shalom and adam lachaveru shnei emar Torat emet hayta befihu ve'avla lo nimsa besfatav b'shalom u'mishor halach eti. The way of Aaron is one with peace. Ve'rabbi meshiv me'avon. So what are you going to tell me? Aaron was wrong? No. Aaron arbitrated before they got to Beti. Moshe Rabbeinu, once it came to Moshe Rabbeinu, his judgment. It's not a peshara. Yikov adin et tahar. The greatness of Aharon was what? Before it comes to court, you're allowed to make Peshara. When are we saying that you can't make a Peshara? In court, in Beddin. Aharon's greatness was before the litigants would ever get to the court. He would go to the house and speak it out, or Ev Shalom, or Dev Shalom. So therefore, both were right. Aharon was right for making a Peshara before it gets into the courtroom, and Moshe Rabbeinu was right. Once it got to the courtroom, boom, you covered the Tahar. That's one opinion. Huh? The Gemara says, "Aval Aharon." What do you mean, "Aval"?
Maybe he made peace, but it doesn't mean that he split.
So what's time? You're just throwing me Aharon. There's no reason this bright time. What was Aharon going to do? You covered it. Aval Aharon. He was a peacemaker. No, you tell me, "Aval Aharon." Look at that sheet. Aval Aharon. Third line. Where is the Shalom? Vechema she yashomei amachloket benem kodem she yavod efanav ledin. Before it came to court, hayar odef acharenu matir shalom. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he learns it differently. You have a guy, he stole a bushel of wheat. V'tachana, he grinded it. V'afa'a, and he baked it. He made bread. V'frish memena hala. Sadiq, the guy. He took hala, he made a beracha, l'frish hala teruma. Ketzed mevarech. How's this guy making a beracha? The guy is not making the beracha. It's blasphemy. He's making a havirat and then he makes a mitzvah. Now, Stam.
What is that
a question. What does the Gemara have to say? Tahana va'afa'a. Why do you have to bake it?
Shouldn't
No. Which means, can I take challah when it's still dough? What do you mean? You have to bake it. So look at Tosfot. Tachana va'afa'a. La'aki nakad va'afa'a. Tfi shiyesh devarim she'em mitchayevim b'challah ad la'achar afiya. There's certain items that only until you bake it, it's hayav. Like it says, sufganin, dubshanin, esrechin, al-sa'an, be'elfas, hayabim, ha'amim, b'tudim. Okay, so there's certain cakes and cookies or whatever it is, type of waffles and things like that. They only take it after you make it. Okay, very good. B'mir omer, lo ne'emar botseya, new explanation to the pasuk. So the first explanation of botseya b'erech means the guy who blesses, the one the rabbi that makes a compromise. No good. Second interpretation, botseya, the one that takes challah, the psoa, he takes a piece of challah, botseya b'erech, and he makes a blessing on stolen challah, the etz Hashem. Third explanation. This is referred to Yehuda when they sold Yosef. What did Yehuda say? What are we going to gain? What are we going to profit by selling our brother? Instead, by killing our brother. Instead, he should have said, "Hey, it's haram. It's asur. Let's bring him home." Instead, he told them, "What profit we're going to make by killing him? Let's sell him. Why should we sell him?" His opinion should have been, send him back to Yaakov. Anybody that blesses Yehuda for that advice, he's called the Botseya, because he was the one that said, Mabetza. He said, what prophet? That she says, Kenegid Yehuda, Shayalo Lomar Nahzirenu La'abinu. He should have said, bring him home. They wouldn't listen to him because he's the king, he's the chief of the brothers. Tosfot says, "Ela kenegid Yehuda ve'adichtiv miterev beni alita." Oh, the pasuk says when he was blessed by Yaakov, it seems Yaakov blessed him and said, "Miterev beni alita, you rose from the killing of my son." As if the Yaakov was praising him that at least you didn't kill him, you talked the brothers out of it and you sold him. So see, Yaakov is praising him. Think about us saying, not. Says, no. That's not referring to Yosef. That's referring to another thing that he did in his life. That's referring to what he did with Tamar. So it's a different way of learning. The Bi Yoshua ben Korcha Omer, mitzvah lipsawa. Oh, new opinion. It's a mitzvah to make a compromise. It's a mitzvah to make a peshara. Shene emar. Emet u'mishpat shalom shiftu b'sha'arichim. You need emet, which is truth from this. Mishpat is judgment, and shalom. Now, mishpat and shalom seemingly are two things that contradict each other. Mishpat is justice, and shalom is peace. V'halo b'mkom sheyesh mishpat en shalom. U'mkom sheyesh shalom en mishpat. Which means they don't go together. They're exclusive. Where there's mishpat, one guy's happy, one guy's upset. Mm. When there's shalom, they're both happy, but there's no mishpat. It's not judgment. Ela ezu mishpat sheyesh bo shalom, ve'omer ze bitzua. There's a mishpat, there's a ruling that has in it peace, that's called the compromise. But both sides accept there's a ruling, and they make a settlement between them, that peace between them. Ve'chem b'David omer. David used to make settlements always. What does it say? Ve'hi David ose mishpat ustaka. He did judgment and charity. V'hado, kol makom sheyesh mishpat, en sedaka. Ustaka, en mishpat. Ela ezu mishpat sheyesh bo sedaka, ave omer ze bitzua. That's considered a bitzua. That's considered a compromise. It's mishpat and it's sedaka. It's both. Atan le tanakama. Which means now, tanakama, that said, that it's asur to make a mitzua. How is he going to learn this pasuk of David HaMelech? It says David HaMelech used to do tzedakah or mishpat. Now you say mitzua is asur, compromise is asur. So how are you going to learn the pasuk by David HaMelech of tzedakah mishpat? So he says like this: Dan et adin, he would judge the case. David, zikah et hazakai, mechayev et hachayav, innocent you're guilty. Ve'ra'ah shenitchayev ani mamon. But he realized that the litigant was ani, and he doesn't have money to pay. V'shilem do betoch beto. So David would pay the bill for the ani. Ze mishpat ustaka. Mishpat laze ustaka laze. How? משפט לזה שיחזיר לו ממון. משפט, he returned the guy the money that he was owed. וסדקה לזה ששילם לו מתוך ביתו. סדקה, he gave the guy סדקה, he paid his bill for him. So comes the Gemara and says, skip the parentheses. קש ילה לרבי, היי לכל עמו, לעניים מבעלה. The pasuk says that David HaMelech did tzedakah mishpat lechol amo, to the whole nation. It's not the whole nation. It should say he did tzedakah mishpat to the aniim. According to this interpretation, why does it say lechol amo? It should just say the aniim. Ela. So we have a different interpretation. What's the right text here? Nothing. Ela afal pi shelo shilem mitoch beto zehu mishpat ustaka. משפט לזה, הוסתקה לזה. משפט לזה, שיעזיל לו ממונו. הוסתקה לזה, שהוציא גזלה מתחת ידו. Which means every judgment has an element of משפט and tzedakah. משפט is, you got your money that you deserve. And tzedakah is, to the guy that you made guilty to make him pay, you did him a favor. Because if you didn't make him pay, he'd be holding theft in his hand. And therefore, it's a tzedakah to him that he has to pay. Because you took away theft. Otherwise, he'd have to come back as a gilgul. So you save the guy as from thievery. That's why it says David HaMelech did tzedakah lechol amo. Not only for a poor man, even for a man that could afford it. It's tzedakah. You're giving him the right judgment. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya omer, shnayim shebao lefanecha ladim. Two guys come in front of you for judgment. Ad shelo tishma devrehen, before you even hear their cases. Or after you heard their cases, and you don't know yet where the judgment is tilting, you don't have an idea yet. You have a right to tell them, Rabotai, let's make a compromise. But once already you know where the judgment is leaning towards, you cannot come along and say, let's make a compromise. Shne'emar, poter mayim reshit madon velefne hitgala ariv netosh. What does it mean, poter mayim? Mayim, in this pasuk, in Mishneh, is referring to a mahloket. Because the Gemara later on is going to tell us, mahloket is compared to water, like flood waters. The mahloket starts off very small, like a drip, drip, drip. But if you don't nip it in the bud, it becomes like a deluge. It comes out like a big water. So it says, poter mayim, if you want to exempt everybody from the mahloket that they have, the litigants, they have a mahloket between them. Poter mayim, you want to stop the mayim, reshit medon. Do it before judgment. Which means before you make a judgment, then already you could put in it with a peshara. Before the fight becomes, itgala becomes revealed, netosh, abandon it through a peshara. The Gemara explains. Kodem shenitgala hariv, before the argument or the dispute becomes revealed, becomes evident, atayachol lenatesho. You could abandon the case and go with a peshara. But once already you heard both sides and you know already what the dispute is, now you cannot abandon, you have to go with the. Okay, what's that girsa? Some have Rabbi Yoshua ben Lakish, some have Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. Okay, Amar. Shnayim shebao ladin. Okay, let's do this case. You have two guys come to court. Echad rach ve'echad kasher. One guy's an easygoing guy. One guy's kasher, tough guy. Ad shelo tishma devrehen. Again, before you hear the case, or mishit tishma devrehen v'atay yodei lecha dinot. Or you heard the case, but you don't know where it's leaning towards. Atah rasha lomar lehem en ani nizkak lachem. The judge could say, I don't want to judge you people. I'm out. Because he's scared. One of these guys is a bully. He's worried if he's going to make the wrong law against him, or he's going to make the law and he's going to be against him, he's going to come and beat him up. So listen, the judge has a right to abstain from hearing a case until he hears the case, or as long as he doesn't know who's innocent, who's guilty, he could say, you know, pass, I want to recluse myself. Why? Shim hazak. Maybe the hazak guy is going to be hayav. Then himsa hazak rotfo.
for
and now the Hazak guy is going to chase him. And that's why the Gemara said one guy is strong and one guy is weak. Because if both guys are strong, he's not scared. Because even if he says this strong guy is Hayav, the other strong guy will protect the judge. So you have somebody as a bodyguard, there's the other guy strong. But one guy's weak. The weak guy, what's he going to do for the judge? He's also going to run. So therefore, the judge says, listen, I don't want to get involved with this case. Look at that Tosfot says. V'nimsah hazak lotfo. You see the second bottom Tosfot? V'nimsah hazak lotfo pirush. The dayan. כדמותה בדרך. אחד נקט אחד רך, שמיו שניהם חזקים, השני היה מסייעו. If they were both strong, that guy would help the judge. Okay. However, בשתשמע דבריהם, once already the judge hears the case, ואתה יודע לאיך הדין נוטה, and you know exactly where the judgment is going, כי אתה יכול לומר להן, איני נזקק לכם. You can't say, I want to recluse myself, I want to go out. שני אמר, לא תגורו בפני איש. You do not be afraid of any man. Rabbi Yehoshua Mekorha Omer, Rabbi Yehoshua says, another interpretation. What does it say? Minayin le talmid sheyoshev lefnei rabbo. You have a student that's sitting in front of his rabbi. The case came in front of the rabbi. V'ra'ah zechut la'ani v'chova la'ashir. The rabbi ruled that the rich guy is innocent. But the student is sitting there, and the student says, my rabbi made a mistake. On the contrary, the rich guy is guilty, and the poor guy is innocent. Should the student open his mouth? Or should he say, well, listen, my rabbi, minayin shelo yishtok, how do you know the student should not keep quiet? Shnei emar lo taguru mepene ish. Now over here, taguru doesn't mean be afraid. Taguru comes from the word le'egor, is to gather. Like it says, agar bakayitz lachma. Le'egor is to gather or to collect. So the pasuk is saying like this, do not collect your words
and hold them in.
And hold them in front of the ish, if even in front of the rabbi. If you know that he's wrong and you know that he made a mistake, so they have to, of course, respectfully in the right way, but lo taguru, do not collect your words, do not hold your words in, even with pene ish. Well, actually, I'm sorry. The first interpretation is simple. Don't be afraid even in front of the rabbi. Lo taguru, meaning, of course you have to respect, but lo taguru perish. The deen is the deen. Rabbi Hanin Omer, lo tachnis devarecha. That's it. Don't collect your words. Good. Now the Gemara gives us some more advice. In the sanctity of a courtroom, of how you have to, your kavanah, if you're a witness, if you're a judge, what's the attitude that you have to have when you're sitting in the courtroom? V'yihu edim yod'im et mihen mi'idim. They have to know the judge, the witnesses, who are they testifying against? Which means they're testifying against God. Because if they give false testimony, they're causing God to now have to make the reparation. He's going to have to, ki'ilu, there's a tirha, because they're going to cause money to go to the wrong hands. God's going to have to now undo it. So realize, you're not judging people over here. You're judging Hashem Himself, or you're testifying on Hashem Himself. And you have to know also that Borei Olam is in the courtroom, and Hashem is there, so you're testifying in front of Hashem. And you have to know, if you're false testifying, God is going to take retribution to you. Ve'amdu shenei anashim asher lehem ariv lefnei Hashem. The people, this is referring to the witnesses, the Gemara is going to explain, that stand in front of the court, those are the witnesses, you're actually standing lefnei Hashem, in front of God. Now the judges, v'yehu adayanim yod'im et mihem danim. The judges have to know who they're judging. You're judging Hashem. Because if you make a mistake, you're going to cause Hashem now that has to undo it. He has to somehow get the money from, rearrange it, the money gets to the right hands. Then if name be Hendanin, you have to know in front of who you're judging, that Hashem is in the courtroom. And God's going to take retribution against faulty judges. Elohim nisab ba'adat il, which is Elohim is judges. Or nisab ba'adat il, which means when they're sitting, it's adat il. Il is their God. Bekerev Elohim Yishpot, which means in the midst of Elohim, which is God, Yishpot, that's where the judgment is being made. Oh, so the Gemara says, "Vehem be Yoshafat." We found the pasuk in Yoshafat to Omer. "Vayomer al Shofetim, Re'u ma atem osim." Look what you're doing. Ki lo le Adam tishpotu ki la Hashem. You're not judging only men, but you're judging Hashem. So therefore, a person might say to himself, "What do I need to become a judge for? It's too serious." Shimmi Yomara Dayan, Mali Batsara Zen. What do I need this headache? What do I need this anger? I'm going to have judging God, the retribution, making mistakes. It's too serious. Don't say that. Tamud Lomar, Emmachem Bedevar Mishpat. God says, I am with you in the judgment. Elo Le Dayan, Ela Ma She'enav Ro'ot. Which means, so long as you judge it according to what you see.
Honest.
You're honest, you did your best, you understood it this way. When you didn't come intentionally to pervert the justice, you didn't come intentionally to make a mistake, the way you see it. Now she says, your kavanah is to find the tzedek and the emet. Even if you made a mistake in the end, lo yanish, God is not going to hold the judge alive.